Hi, it's Mark Walters, host of Armed American Radio. Thank you for supporting all of our sponsors. Here's a quick word from one of them, and enjoy today's Armed American Radio broadcast. Hi, it's Mark, and you're going to dig this. You've been hearing me mention WarfighterTobacco.com on air. See, Warfighter Tobacco Company is dedicated to warfighters, America, and cigars. And now they're here on Armed American Radio, dedicated to you, 100% veteran-owned. Warfighting is tough work, and throughout history, at the end of the mission, when a member goes down or it's time to celebrate victory, the warfighter has done so with a great cigar in hand. It's in that spirit that Warfighter Tobacco Company was born. Premium, and I mean premium, long-filler, hand made Nicaraguan and Dominican cigars, the finest made, along with accessories including cutters and Pelican case humidors, lighters, apparel, premium coffee, and much, much more. For a limited time, Warfighter Tobacco is giving Armed American Radio listeners 10% off with the promo code AAR on checkout. These vets support us, we support them. That's the way it's supposed to work. Visit warfightertobacco.com, grab a few cigars and accessories, enter promo code AAR for an additional 10% off, and unleash the warfighter in you.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
In these Crossbreed Holsters studios with you, how the heck are you? It's Memorial Day weekend. I hope you're having a great weekend. I hope you're in the midst of everything. You're off tomorrow like everybody else is. And I want you to remember one thing, why we're able to do what we're able to do. Why we're able to talk about the things that we're able to talk about today on Armed American Radio and who sacrificed. And look, you know, we've all got a hero in our family history, in our lineage. All of us do as Americans. And this is the day that I just hope you remember that. I hope you remember. It's not all about burgers. It's not all about great barbecue. And speaking of great barbecue, you're going to hear all about that coming up in the next hour because we're going to let our hair down. Ben Lang from Lang Barbecue Smokers is going to be here in the next hour talking about the new cooker I got. Whoa, it's going to be a lot of fun. But it, in order to do all of that, many, many Americans gave everything so that we can have the freedoms to do that. And that's what this weekend is all about. We will not be hearing from Alan Gottlieb today. Day off. AWR Hawkins, day off. I've got a superb guest in place for Alan Gottlieb. And let me tell you, those are big shoes to fill, okay? So you know I'm talking somebody great. I'm going to go with to Stephen Gutowski from the Washington Free Beacon in just a moment. But before I do, I want to read you a press release from Alan Gottlieb and the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, which is very, very timely because we're going to talk about some of this with Stephen Gutowski from the Free Beacon. So I want to set the segment up with this. This is for immediate release, press release from the CCRKBA, Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, of which I am a proud member of the Board of Directors. Bellevue, Washington. In the wake of another school shooting in America, Santa Fe we're talking about, it is time to ask the gun prohibition lobbying groups now exploiting the tragedy why they never blame the murderer, the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms noted today. Over the weekend, said CCRKBA Chairman Alan Gottlieb, Michael Bloomberg's Every Town for Gun Safety was quick to push its gun control agenda, and the Alliance for Gun Responsibility was asking for donations to take a stand against the gun lobby. When was the last time either of these groups demanded swift justice and certainty of punishment for the actual perpetrators? Time after time, with endless fundraising appeals and inflammatory rhetoric, we've seen these anti-rights lobbying groups immediately try to shift blame to the NRA or the Second Amendment or the firearms industry or some mythical loophole in the law, he observed. But they never seem to point their fingers at the culprit, and we think it's time for the American public to ask why. By diverting public attention away from killers and toward law-abiding citizens who had nothing to do with the crime, Gottlieb suggested, these lobbying groups have created a very strong impression that they're not really interested in punishing criminals, but only in penalizing honest firearms owners for crimes they didn't commit. Time and again, he stated, we've heard these groups demand a national dialogue on guns. But how do you have a rational discussion with people or groups that repeatedly demonstrate that they cannot tell the difference between the bad guys and the good guys? They are so preoccupied with demonizing gun owners and eroding the Second Amendment that they have either lost sight of the goal of taking dangerous or deranged criminals off the street, or that was never their intention in the first place, Gottlieb said. If all they can do is blame innocent citizens while diverting attention from murderous monsters, then it is time to ask these people just whose side they are on. Stephen Gutowski, Free Beacon, Washington, D.C., great friend of the program, great friend of Armed American Radio listeners, and a great friend of Alan Gottlieb. How the heck are you today, my friend?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for joining us on this weekend's Memorial Day Monster Cast broadcast. It's great to have you here. What do you think about what I just read from Alan, a man that you know very well, what he had to say, and some of your observations about that?
I think that's certainly a feeling that's shared among a lot of gun owners, right? A lot of gun rights activists feel the same way, that there's this sort of witch hunt, I suppose you could call it, to blame gun owners who have nothing to do with sort of these horrible incidents, these horrible shootings, and then just sort of gloss over the people who are actually responsible, the actual perpetrators. And I think that that's certainly something that we see every time. I mean, and it's understandable why a lot of people feel that way.
Stephen, it's really interesting to me as I watch the difference, and I want to kind of get into this nuance with you and go down a couple of these holes with you, because it bears discussion. It really, truly bears discussion. And you, as a part of the, I guess I could call it print media, right? And myself, sure, as a part of broadcast media, I watch these things very carefully, as do you, and you write about them every day. You pick up on things, and you know things and understand things from your perspective that a lot of us as readers or customers of what you put out might not catch. And let me explain what I mean by this. I have watched since Parkland, and it's a small group of kids. If they want to be called kids, even though they're adults, then we'll call them what they want to be called, children. Even though they're 18 years old, they consider themselves children, then that's the way we'll treat them. But, Stephen, they have demonized me as a gun owner, you as a pro-gun or gun rights writer. You know, I'm generalizing here, all of us in general. It's a broad brush campaign from these folks, and they're, you know, they're leaders in the Every Town for Gun Safety and Bloomberg and everybody else, the gun prohibitionist lobby, as Alan referred to it in the press release. And I hear them talk about saying some very vulgar things I can't say over the airwaves, blank the NRA, and they're pathetic blankers, and, you know, I have blood on my hands as a member, and this, you know, on and on and on. And I have yet to see anywhere in print, maybe I'm wrong, but I have yet to see where any of them across the spectrum have blamed, and I will name his name because of, for the purpose of this discussion, Nicholas Cruz, for what happened. It seems to me that the blame is being put, as Alan pointed out, on everything but that. Am I missing something, or have they, in fact? And if I'm wrong, let me know.
I'm sure that the people who were directly impacted have said something, have said things about Cruz himself, but certainly, I think you're correct about the idea that the national conversation has focused on gun rights activists being the villains in these situations, or at least, at the very least, that's how many gun control activists in the grassroots portray it. Even in the media, that's how it gets portrayed often as well. It's a fight between gun rights activists and, everyone else who just wants common sense gun control. And these are the people who are, the NRA, et cetera, are the ones who are keeping that from happening. And that's where the conversation is focused, not on the actual perpetrators of these incidents. That certainly that happens. And maybe there's, some justification for it, because that's what you know, what happens in the political realm after these incidents becomes this, you know, a story you can follow, whereas the actual details of what happened in the incident, there's less news that comes out of that. Whether or not that's the way that it gets covered, and certainly some of the statistics that are used, I think there's a lot of problems with that, right? And certainly sort of you get this dehumanizing effect of, like, how can anyone oppose these ideas that would, you know, get portrayed as preventing these sorts of incidents? And I think that's a real problem, too.
I guess what you're going with is, correct me if you think I'm wrong, but what you're saying is the thrust of the story in the mainstream media, while they may have individually mentioned something about, you know, I think I've seen David Hogg, for example, say, I don't want to mention the killer's name. Okay. It then go on to call the NRA a bunch of pathetic satellite radio moment word that I can't use. And when you call the NRA that, you're calling me that because I'm a member of the NRA, okay? But and that's all I am. I'm not on the NRA's payroll. I'm just simply a member of the NRA, like what we found out from Ali North yesterday was 6 million people. Now, we're getting ready to take a break. So let me kind of throw this at you, and you think about it during the break, and that is the coverage difference now, as the thrust after Parkland was exactly what you just said. There's something different happening now over Santa Fe, New Mexico, or Santa Fe, excuse me, Texas. And I want to go into that with you, the why there's a completely different tone set on coverage of both incidents. And I want to find out from you, someone in the media, as to why that is. Back after this. Don't go away.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
You hear that? That's Carl training. Carl's doing dry fire practice. Training that all-important trigger finger. Dry fire practice? Yeah, you've tried that once. It was boring as... How can Carl stand this? But Carl doesn't just stand it. Carl loves it. Carl uses a Mantis X sensor to track muzzle movement and see exactly what he's doing, right or wrong, for every single shot right there on his phone. Carl's no dummy. He knows that having instant feedback is the best way to train, and Mantis X is the only system to provide real-time feedback for both live and dry practice. So when Carl is at the range, even at 100 yards, he's still hitting the gong. Get one at MantisX.com with the code AAR for free shipping. Train smarter.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com. The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. Great to have you with me here over Memorial Day weekend. I hope you're just enjoying the heck out of your weekend, doing the barbecue thing. You're going to learn a whole bunch about the Lang barbecue cooker that I bought and what I'm grilling while armed with in the next hour when Ben Lang joins us. That's going to be a lot of fun. Don't miss that hour as we let our hair down over the holiday weekend, and we get off some of the politics and all that stuff for a little while and go in that direction with Ben. He's a super guy, and I want you to hear about this stuff because it is the official, you know, the official kickoff of summer this weekend, right? So let's enjoy it while we can. Coming up in the third hour, you're going to be hearing from David Codrey again. We're going to replay that hour for you. It's going to be wonderful, and I hope you enjoy the rest of this show as well. Remember, armedandresponsible.com. This is it. Today is it. Armedandresponsible.com. This is it. The $1,000, 5 of you are going to get $1,000 to buy the Kimber Micro. There will be no more guns tomorrow. It's as simple as that. This is it. The USCCA extended it an extra 2 days for you, really the weekend warrior listeners of Armed American Radio. So please visit armedandresponsible.com. I'd love to hear from you if you win it. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. Let's go back to Stephen Gutowski. Stephen, I hate to make it sound like I was giving you homework during the break because I know your finger's on the pulse of this stuff, but there is a tremendous difference in the coverage, in the mass media coverage, in the lamestream, in the legacy media coverage from Parkland, which was incessant. It was continuous. It never stopped. It went on. It culminated a month later in marches that were on split screens on every network, daytime TV, afternoon TV, primetime television, celebrities involved, millions of dollars, and then Santa Fe, and it's silence. ABC News on Sunday with Stephanopoulos last week didn't even bother talking about it until 15 to 20 minutes into the program. Why aren't those people in Parkland marching in Santa Fe? And how come there's not another march worked up for Santa Fe? Could it be because it doesn't fit the narrative that every single thing they wanted to do to stop another Parkland has done nothing to stop or would have done nothing, and we know it, to stop Santa Fe?
Well, you know, I think there's a couple reasons. You got practical reasons, right? The Santa Fe happened on a Friday, and the way the media cycle works, Friday is the end of the media cycle. And you also had a major news event happen that weekend with the royal wedding. And so there were some practical reasons why this went the way it did, but there are also, I think, you know, narrative reasons for that too, which you alluded to, right? I mean, you had a situation where the weapon used was not an AR-15, wasn't any sort of what would be classified as an assault weapon. It was a shotgun, likely a pump-action shotgun, and a revolver. 38 revolver. So these are weapons that are not, you know, there's a lot less appetite to regulate those sorts of weapons, and it's certainly not something that's at the top of the list for the gun control movement. So that aspect certainly, I think, plays a role in why this doesn't get as much coverage, hasn't gotten as much coverage. I also think there's an interesting question about the makeup of the communities involved here.
Mm, absolutely.
Parkland, right? I mean, there's a more liberal area than Santa Fe, perhaps. Maybe there's fewer students who are willing to come out and advocate for gun control, which is, that was one of the reasons why Parkland was so covered so widely, is because you had a number of students that you alluded to earlier that came out and were actively doing interviews just constantly and pushing a very specific point of view or agenda or whatever. Their solution for the problem, and doing it also in some fairly sensational terms, like, you know, cursing and doing all kinds of things that garner attention. So that, you know, I think for those reasons, that's why we've seen some of the difference we have. I mean, yeah, I think there's fair questions to ask. Like, you know, CNN had the their town hall in Parkland after.
Right.
After that shooting, they haven't done a similar thing in Santa Fe, and I don't know why that is. I mean, I'd like to know why. What do they see as a difference? Why is this different?
Well, let me get into this with you here a little bit. Let's talk about one of the things that you mentioned was the difference in the Parkland kids. We're talking politically here, listener, in case you haven't picked up on that. Of course, Texas and Santa Fe, and I happen to know someone from Santa Fe who went to that high school, who we will be bringing to the program at a later date. You know her as well, too, as Dallas's news chick, Val Dior. I have talked to Val over the course of the last week or so, and this has really hit home to her. This is her home, so we will go there. But, Stephen, you're right. This is a very pro-gun community versus Parkland, which is in Florida, which happens to be a pro-gun state, most of it, but that particular area is not, as you mentioned. It's a very liberal area. So there's clearly a political divide there, that difference. But certainly I have to ask this, I would assume there's got to be somebody anti-gun in Santa Fe who might be willing to speak, maybe not, or for matter.
That's an interesting question, actually, because I've seen a number of segments on this on CNN and elsewhere about they've tried to speak with, you know, kids, and it just seems, for one, like the parents don't want as much media exposure for their kids in this situation. And, like, the kids themselves don't seem as willing to talk. And, you know, maybe we don't know what their political views
right.
are. We don't know where they would come down. Presumably, they're probably, generally speaking, the community is more conservative. So, you know, maybe they also wouldn't say things that, you know, so gun control groups would want to hear. And so I think that plays a role, but, you know, it's definitely interesting. It might also just be like a practice. Like, parents might have seen how the Parkland kids have been handled in the wake of their, their activism with, you know, the frantic pace of their lives and the way that they're at the middle of a big media storm now for months. And they don't want their kids to be part of that, even if they agree with, gun control.
Yeah, it is fascinating, but that begs another question, too. And I'm glad, because you led me right into where I was going to go in my second round, and that was this. It would seem to me that when you're talking about somebody like a David Hogg, who seems willing to inject himself into everything to keep that story alive, why they haven't attempted, and maybe they have, I don't know. I don't know the answer. I'm asking this question. Maybe they've attempted to inject themselves into Santa Fe and haven't been able to get any traction. 20 seconds before the break. Maybe tackle that real quick.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you've seen a few statements from the Parkland, the kids that have been involved in gun control activism. But, yeah, generally speaking, that, you know, it doesn't appear that they've tried to organize a new march or anything like that. So I'm not sure what the idea is. I mean, obviously, with the Parkland kids right now, there's a lot of organizations.
Yeah, it's interesting stuff. Okay, when we come back, I want to start covering over the last two segments with you here on Memorial Day weekend. you've written a lot of really great stuff. And I want to start with the NRA PAC, the Political Action Committee, raising more than 2.5 times as much as gun control PACs in April. Back with Stephen Gutowski right after this. All right, this is it. It's the end of the line. I've been talking about this for weeks now, but this is your absolute last chance to make your dreams come true. Because the USCCA is giving five of my lucky listeners $1,000 to buy an expensive new Dream Kimber with laser grips and extra ammo. That's right, five of you will take home $1,000 to buy one of the finest handguns in the world. And it's completely free. But your chances to win end this Friday. There will be no guns next week. Simply go to armedandresponsible.com to instantly lock in your five free chances to win right now. It's that simple. You can enter in seconds and it's 100% free. But the USCCA will draw those winners soon. So get your name on the winners list right now. Just head over to armedandresponsible.com to enter before it's too late. Don't miss this. Don't miss this, please. This is your absolute last chance. $1,000 is on the line. Go to armedandresponsible.com. Lock in your five chances to win right now. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
For the finest in firearms training, check out Boondocks Firearms Training Academy. Visit boondocksfta.com for a full list of courses. Use promo code AAR when you book your training and save 10%. Welcome back to the program. Boondocksfta.com. Make sure to check them out. Mississippi listeners, you're listening on Super Talk Mississippi on about a dozen stations throughout the state. book it using the AAR promo code. Take 10% off the cost of your class, which is already priced very, very well, at Boondocks Firearms Training Academy. We have been invited to take some courses. I still don't have the dates yet. I will keep you abreast of that. Also, MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell. I'm going to be with Mike in Minneapolis on the last weekend of August, right around the 28th, I do believe, as I go up there for the eighth annual Minnesota State Fair Show, live from AM 1280, the Patriot booth, Minnesota's AM 1280. We love you guys up there. Cannot wait to get back up there and see you guys. We also get to sit with Gino and the Count and do the cigar show before my show. It's just an awful lot of fun. And Mike Lindell has been asked to co-host the program with me, and he's agreed to do that. So we're hopeful that there won't be a schedule change, because that's going to be a lot of fun. Promo code at MyPillow.com, AAR. Use it. 50% off the pillows. And guess what? Mike Lindell supports this show and supports us, just like he supports Laura Ingraham and everybody else, and won't allow himself to be bullied. And, man, we've got to support these guys. WarfighterTobacco.com, same thing. Great gifts, promo code AAR. Mantis X, promo code AAR. Just go to ArmedAmericanRadio.com. Look at the bottom. The sponsors are scrolling by. Support them. They support us, and we love them for it. Welcome back to the program. Over Memorial Day weekend, I'm talking with Stephen Gutowski from the Free Beacon. Stephen, you got some great stuff here. Let's start to cover it for our short remaining time together in these last two segments. NRA PAC raises more than 2.5 times as much as gun control PACs in April, and you say the haul down from March, but still far higher. It's down from March, but still far higher than its opponents. Man, when you're talking Bloomberg and everything else, you'd think the media... you'd think the it would be opposite if you paid attention to the media. The gun controls, they're believing their own bubble and their own hype. They must be making more money. That's not the case.
No, it's not the case. You know, if you look at the top three gun control packs, you've got the Giffords pack, which is really the biggest one. Giffords pack is the one that raises most of the money in the gun control community, at least for political action committees. And you got Everytown, and then you got Brady as well, which don't really do as much. But even if you combine those three together, it's still nowhere near what the NRA is doing right now. And that wasn't always the case. Back in February, Giffords outraised the NRA. But since then, the NRA has really accelerated how much it's bringing in. And it's pretty much all from small donors, people who donate less than $200. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you see a lot of that. You know, Alan Gottlieb talks about it. We have $25 donations here, but we get a lot of them, all right? We don't have Bloomberg's wallet, but what we do have is a real grassroots base. We don't have an AstroTurf base that's based in social media that blows whichever way the wind blows on any given day. When gun owners, and I guess a good analogy here is, when gun owners decide they're no longer going to shop at Dick's, that means they're no longer going to shop at Dick's. That means ever. They're not going to change your mind when the wind blows another direction in another 2 years. They're done. They're finished. They've walked. And that's the difference between us and AstroTurf. Something Oliver North said earlier this week, Stephen, I thought was interesting because I hadn't heard it before. I mentioned it on my daytime show last week on Wednesday, I believe it was, Wednesday or Thursday's program, that during an interview I heard him mention that the National Rifle Association has 6 million members and he wants to see it at 10 and 12. I thought, whoa, hold the boat. The last number I had heard was 5 million. All of a sudden, North says it's 6. That's a significant increase. And the NRA is pretty tight to the vest with those numbers. So for him to say that, I'm going to assume it's an accurate number. Could it be even higher? We just don't know it.
I think 6 million is probably about right. Or they probably got there just recently because up until just recently, they were saying 5 million. So, you know, it's probably accurate. People question that because it comes from directly from the NRA, and they're the only ones who know for sure. But
right.
But they've been saying 5 million for a couple of years now. So I don't see much of an – if they were lying about it, it probably would have, you know, kept increasing year by year. Mm-hmm. But now you've seen apparently a very large increase over the last several months, which is reflected in what Oliver North said.
It would also coincide with some of the numbers that we just talked about for the NRA PAC, too, would it not?
Yes, exactly. I mean, the right. PAC is obviously it's a different group than the C4, which is where the membership organization is. But But certainly it makes sense that as more people give to the PAC, you probably see more people becoming members of the C4.
Yeah, and the membership price of the National Rifle Association is still a bargain for anybody that's interested. All right, and as a member of the NRA, it fascinates me to watch this stuff because I hear the information just like I, you know, just like you do, or just like you, listener, where you get it in the mail or whatever it may be, or you read it in America's First Freedom magazine or whatever the case may be. But anyway, certainly worth watching and keeping an eye on because I think it's gauging what's happening. And as we get closer to the midterms, this is going to play out. Now, let me ask you this on that note. Do you how large do you think gun control is going to loom for 18 when the two of us know, and we know this, that no national election has ever been won on a gun control agenda? Do you see history changing here in November?
Well, you know, I have no idea what's going to happen in November. I think after 2016, you know, making predictions about how an election is going to go is always something I try to avoid. But I will say that guns, gun control, gun rights have become a major issue in this election, it seems. And that, in you know, historically has boded well for those supporting gun rights. So, you know, and you have seen polling indicate that the gap between Republicans and Democrats on, you know, the generic ballot of, you know, which people prefer has tightened since the gun debate has become more prevalent. So, you know, perhaps that's why.
It would make sense. It certainly would make sense. I think we can make the correlation there like we did with the NRA PAC and the membership increase and so forth. All right. You have another story about the problem, titled The Problem with CNN's School Shooting Count. And again, this is something that I approached this topic on the weekday show last week as well. This just is incredible to me that CNN can do this with a straight face in the title, claim school shootings, and then tell you how they determine what's a school shooting and basically tell you it's really not, but then keep the headline titled school shootings and then have idiots like Jimmy Kimmel and the rest float this stuff out there. And the media never questions anything, even after CNN told you how they came up with the numbers. As someone who does this for a living in print, what kind of journalism is this? Or does it even qualify?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when I looked at CNN Standard, and to be fair, at least they're being upfront about how they determine these numbers. But to me, you know, if you're looking at an incident and most people wouldn't recognize that as a school shooting and it fits within your standard, then you probably have a bad standard. And so, you know, when you look at an incident like a kid being shot with a BB gun, which led to some bruising, and you qualify that as a school shooting on par, you know, in the same category as Parkland or Santa Fe,
right.
You know, it just seems horribly
misleading
to me. And just totally inappropriate as a standard. And then, you know, you include things like accidental shootings or shootings that don't involve a student or staff member in any way. Like they're not the perpetrator or the victims. You know, it just seems like you've got a bad standard, right? I mean, and if you take out all the things I just mentioned from the CNN's count for 2018, which they say there have been 22 school shootings. If you take out all the ones I mentioned, there's only been 12. And even some of those are...
Oh, they're questionable. Some of those 12 are questionable.
As school shootings.
Yeah. Listen, if it's not on the news, look, listener, you know exactly where we're coming from as we head into this break. Between Parkland and Santa Fe, how many school shootings have you heard about? Exactly. There's been Parkland and Santa Fe, but not according to, as Stephen is reminding us, the standards over at CNN. Apparently, they have pretty bad standards. We'll be back with Stephen to wrap up this hour on Memorial Day weekend. Don't go away. All right, this is it. It's the end of the line. I've been talking about this for weeks now, but this is your absolute last chance to make your dreams come true. Because the USCCA is giving five of my lucky listeners $1,000 to buy an expensive new Dream Kimber with laser grips and extra ammo. That's right, five of you will take home $1,000 to buy one of the finest handguns in the world. And it's completely free. But your chances to win end this Friday. There will be no guns next week. Simply go to armedandresponsible.com to instantly lock in your 5 free chances to win right now. It's that simple. You can enter in seconds, and it's 100% free. But the USCCA will draw those winners soon. So get your name on the winners list right now. Just head over to armedandresponsible.com to enter before it's too late. Don't miss this. Don't miss this, please. This is your absolute last chance. $1,000 is on the line. Go to armedandresponsible.com. Lock in your 5 chances to win right now. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
You value your constitutional freedoms and liberties in all their forms. Like your Second Amendment rights, did you know the Constitution protects gold and silver as well? That's because financial freedom only is possible if you can actually conduct business with a trusted medium of exchange. For over 45 years, McIlvaney ICA has helped investors take a strategic approach to portfolio design, maximizing and safeguarding your assets, even during a financial crisis. What sets us apart is we advise you. Your precious metals portfolio is managed to help you achieve your financial goals through delivery, storage, or retirement accounts. To receive our free summary on safeguarding your financial freedom with physical precious metals, even if you already own them, call us at 800-525-9556. Or you can receive this free report online by going to ICA.gold. That's ICA.gold, or call us at 800-525-9556.
Hey, it's Mark. You know, I'm a firm believer in fate. You know that about me, right? Things happen for a reason. I believe that. Back to that in a second. Like most Americans, I have trouble sleeping, and the pillow always seemed to be one of the root causes. I got tired of a flat pillow, and I got tired of waking up with headaches at all hours of the night. So I tried the MyPillow, and guess what? It works. And here's where fate comes in. Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, was a recent guest on this show talking about freedom. Mike found out I'm a 2-year customer of his and has offered you a huge deal on his amazing product. You're going to get a 10-year warranty on a pillow that won't go flat, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and their machine wash and dryable. To get 50% discount off of a 4-pack of pillows, go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener special, or call 800-544-8939 and use promo code AAR to get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows. 800-544-8939 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code AAR. Now you can sleep tight.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Filling your prescription for freedom. Here's the host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Man, wrapping up in the Crossbreed Holster Studios, hour one of Memorial Day 2018. Can you believe it? Summer's here, right? It's a state of mind, baby. Summer's always here. If you're breaking out the grill on Memorial Day and putting it away at Labor Day, I don't know what's wrong with you, but you can grill. You know, fires are great in the cold weather, too, if you happen to live up north. Down south, we cook a little bit longer than y'all do. But, at my house at AAR Ranch, it's a year-round process. Ben Lang will be coming up in the next hour from Lang Barbecue Smokers, langbbqsmokers.com, to have some fun with us. First time he's been on the show. I bought a Lang Barbecue Smoker, got it about a month and a half ago. If you've been listening to me, you know we do the Grilling While Armed segments. We've been doing them for years. They're a lot of fun and a big hit. And I get emails from you from all over the country. I love it. I get emails from as far away as Alaska. Some of you out there cooking and grilling with your sidearms on your hip and showing me what gun you're cooking with, what recipe. It's just a tremendous amount of fun. And it goes together. outdoorsmen, gun owners, hunters. We all know how to cook. We all know how to smoke our food. We all know how to do these things. So it's just Americana is what it is. And Memorial Day weekend's a great time to have Ben on and let our hair down and forget all the quote-unquote news stuff. So make sure to listen to Ben. We're going to have an awful lot of fun together. And you can check out his stuff. I've got the 36 Hybrid Deluxe, by the way, cooker. And you can see it at LangBBQSmokers.com. Proud to bring him to the show for the first time. It will not be the last time, I can promise you. All right, let's go back to Stephen Gutowski from the Washington Free Beacon. Stephen, you have, I'm kind of digging back into some of your stories here. We'll go back to May 16th. The court system in this country is paramount to our moving our agenda forward. We must maintain a conservative balance on our courts. And as you know, Donald Trump has had an opportunity to fill a record number of lifetime appointments at the federal bench. And he's in the process of doing that. You've got a story titled Trump's Ninth Circuit nominee faces opposition for briefs against landmark gun rights and free speech decisions. Now, what we're talking about here is the Citizens United case and, of course, the Heller case. What's happening here? Is Trump trying to put somebody on the Ninth Circuit where we must have a pro-gun majority at some point when he's got an opportunity to fix that Ninth Circus out there and he's giving us someone that disagrees with Heller? What's happening here?
It certainly appears that that's the case. Mark Bennett, he was the Attorney General for Hawaii. He's a Republican. But while he was Attorney General, as I'm sure many of your listeners know, Hawaii has a very poor track record on gun rights. And during Heller, he signed on to a brief with a number of other states, including Massachusetts and New York, which opposed the court ruling against D.C.'s handgun ban. And so he also signed on to a brief that opposed the court's ruling, or what their eventual ruling was in Citizens United. So certainly there's a lot of questions about Mark Bennett and his nomination to the Ninth Circuit. Ted Cruz, Senator from Texas, and Ben Sasse both opposed, they voted against him in committee, but the rest of the Republicans on the committee and Democrats all voted for him. So his nomination's proceeding. He now faces a full vote in the Senate, which he seems likely to pass. It's unclear at this point exactly what's going to happen, but I asked everyone why this nomination happened. The Trump administration didn't respond to me. The committee, Chuck Grassley, and Mike Lee, who both voted for Bennett, responded to me and basically said, well, he's qualified. We don't necessarily hold what he did as Attorney General against him in this process. They seemed to, and Bennett himself during the hearings said basically that he would abide by the precedent set in Heller and Citizens United and other cases. And that seemed to be enough for the Republicans who voted for him, but not enough for people like Ted Cruz and Ben Sasse.
Well, that's because we all know that because he said it's settled law doesn't mean it doesn't square up with how he would render a decision in a case, because we've watched the left twist Heller completely out of context. So that there's nothing reassuring to me about that at all. I question why Trump even put him on. Now, is there a possibility that as Attorney General that he had to play politics out there in order to keep that position? And if that's the case, then he's more worried about power in his position than he is his convictions and standing on those. Or is Trump thinking this is the only way I'm going to get anything out there in the Ninth Circus? That, none of this makes any sense to me. When we hear Trump say what we hear Trump say at the NRA and talk to us, at any of his rallies relative to support for Second Amendment, putting somebody like this who was opposed to, here's basically what he said. He took the position in Heller that there was no individual right to bear arms, is what he said. Essentially, that's the position that he took in an amicus brief on the case, and said that the Second Amendment protected, quote unquote, a collective militia right. That troubles me.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think, you know, that's legitimate, right? I mean, this is what he did as an elected official. I mean, this is his record. Yeah. And I think it's perfectly fair to question his record and why he was appointed. You know, it could very well be that they didn't think they could get anyone else from Hawaii to sit on the Ninth Circuit that was any better than Bennett. I it's unclear. No one would say that on the record. They basically just said they think he's qualified and they don't hold his past briefs against him. So
It's entirely possible they could have sat with him and talked with him, and he told them things that we're not privy to. In our form of representative government, we should know these things in the essence of transparency. It doesn't make any sense to me. And this is why people don't trust things. This is why we don't trust our officials. This is why we don't trust government in general when we see stuff like this. And I would have expected better on this nomination, at least this process, when we're talking about fixing the Ninth Circuit, which Trump has done on multiple occasions, even talked about breaking it up, that this individual, when he is as strong as he is on guns, would even be recommended for nomination. So that's interesting. All right, New York State also. Did you want to comment more about that?
Well, I just, you know, the only other comment I would say is that Trump has, to this point, had a very good record.
He has.
I've heard from the gun rights community on nominating judges, so it's very, very puzzling what's going on with that.
That is puzzling, and I've had these conversations both on air and off air with Alan Gottlieb, who was watching and his fingers on the pulse on this better than anybody I know. And so far, up until this point, everything and everyone that Trump has nominated has passed, quote unquote, muster. We'll use that term. All right, we're running out of time. We've got a minute and 30 seconds, so I'm going to have to cut you off here. I did want to cover with you New York suing, New York being sued by National Rifle Association for some of the commentary, but we're not going to have time for that. So we'll do it on a subsequent show. Stephen Gatowski, Free Beacon, thank you, man, for everything that you do. Have a great Memorial Day weekend, and I appreciate you taking time out of a holiday weekend to be here with us, okay? Thank you so much, Stephen. Real quick, where can people find you? You got about 10 seconds.
Freebeacon.com is the best place to find all my reporting. So
yeah, you there. Google up his name, Stephen Gatowski, just as it sounds. Freebeacon.com. When we come back in the next hour, thank you, Stephen. When we come back in the next hour, we're going to be talking with Ben Lang from LangBBQSmokers.com. Get a pen and paper out. You're going to want to check this stuff out. Until we meet in that next hour, remember, on Memorial Day weekend, carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. I'll see you in just a couple minutes.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Hi, it's Mark. You've probably heard me mention the USCCA recently, right? I do it all the time. Of course, they're the best. Well, today I'm going to tell you about what happened to one of their members and how the USCCA stepped in to help. Buddy Shepard is a veteran, a former police officer, and he's a father. But one day, the screwed-up legal system turned on him. You see, when his daughter's angry ex-boyfriend threatened to hurt Buddy's family and showed up on his doorstep with a gang of thugs, he did what any responsibly armed American would do. He protected his family. But when the cops showed up, they arrested Buddy.
He faced years in jail and an expensive legal battle he couldn't afford. So Buddy called the USCCA. He got the help and money he needed to beat the charges against him and go home. So ask yourself, what if this happened to you tomorrow? Shouldn't someone have your back too? That's why I want you to go to USCCAOnAir.com today to learn how the USCCA can help protect you. Because you need to have a plan. Again, that's USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. Go there. That's USCCAOnAir.com. And I'll see you on the radio.